This is Dick Griffith with Let's Talk, and we're at week two of a session on how to pray and communicate with God and not only ask Him for things or glorify Him, all the things you do in prayer, as you have done for many of you for decades, but how does He answer you? How does He respond? How does He communicate back with you? Because communication is a two-way street. When I say something to somebody, if they don't respond back, they don't nod at me, they don't grunt, or they don't say hi, or they don't say yes or no, then we have not communicated. There's been no real round two-way communication. So one technique which we started last week, and I'll just review it a little here briefly, that Susie and I, my wife and I, got from the Navigators years ago, is MPPCA. MPPCA, what's that? Well, it's you ask yourself, what's the message? What's the principle? What's the promise? What's the command? What's the application? Of what? Of the passage of Scripture you're reading. Well, which passage of Scripture? Whatever is in your daily devotion. And I'm hoping that on a daily basis you all are getting into the Word. And if not, this would be a good time to start. A good place to start is with the Gospel of John, because it's full of answers to these kinds of questions. So what you do in your day is you start with your prayer time, your journal. It helps with that if you're writing down those prayer requests. And then you begin to read the passage for the day, a few sentences, a few verses, maybe a paragraph. And last time we talked about the message, this time the principle. So we look at it and we say, what is the principle in this for me? How does it apply to who I am and where I am? So a principle is a rule to live by. Statements that give us direction, that help us to know how to make the decisions in life that we need. So in verse 2, you find the scripture saying that the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So law in this context can mean instruction. In the New Testament, that's probably what it means, because there are directions in the New Testament, directives that we should follow. But it's not like the Old Testament with the Ten Commandments. So the instruction of the law, what instruction applies? And so as you're reading a passage, you look at it and you try to decide, what is he telling me in this that applies or may relate to where I'm having difficulty? So an example out of my own past, when I first believed in Christ, received him as my Lord and Savior, I was 13. And the deacon that dealt with me on that day said, Dick, you need to read a chapter of the Bible every day. Guess what? I did. Read a chapter of the Bible every day. Usually it was at night before I was going to sleep. Often I found myself the next morning asleep beside the Bible that was open by my bedside, because I fell asleep often during those opportunities and never remembered anything. So I needed to really revise the approach to a Bible study. And for me, it meant getting up in the morning, getting out of the bed, having a little something to eat, and sitting there and studying. So this approach to ask myself, what's the message, what's the principle, what's the promise, what's the command, what's the application, brought the scripture alive for me. I began to learn from it and apply it in my daily life. So this passage in verse 2 also says to meditate. Well, it doesn't mean meditation in the Eastern sense. We're not turning our mind off and thinking about nothing and staring at our navel or whatever you think meditation means, but to read that passage of Scripture over and over, repeatedly, and say to yourself, hey, this is the Lord Himself speaking to me, and He knows where I am with my issues and with my problems. And when I come across a principle that tells me about truth, what's real truth, true truth, what's true for believers, what's true in God's mind and in God's purpose for me, repeat it to yourself. Write that down. Now, what does it mean in that passage that you should meditate day and night? Does that mean you got to do it twice a day? No, we're not being legalistic here. But if you look at 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. Scripture says, pray without ceasing. What's that mean? do I have to be on my knees all day long? No, that's not practical. And the Lord knows you've got things you need to do. But it means to be mindful, at least for me, it means to be mindful throughout the day of what he's doing and what his word teaches. So the principle then is to meditate on God's word constantly, day and night. Try to see God in everything that's happening. So look at your issues. Are there problems that you deal with? Are your bills a problem? What's the scripture says in places, stay out of debt. That's a good way to solve the bill problem. Is you or is your spouse a problem? Then learn to love them as you would be loved by them. Is your job a problem? Do you have difficulty with your boss? You do what God's kind of person would do. And those can all be found in the message, the principle, the promise, the command, the application. Is the outcome of this, if I try these things, if I don't seem to see God working, and maybe my boss chews me out or becomes negative, and I have difficulty dealing with him, is that a bad answer? No, that's not. That's an opportunity to improve. It's an opportunity to go back and think again about these things. So in prayer, we always pray expecting a result, but for me, God always answers. Sometimes he says, and you may disagree with this, and that's fine with me. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about this. But he always answers. He says yes, he says no, and he says wait. So people pray and pray and pray until they get the answer they want, but it may not really be what God wants for you. So stop and pray and ask him and then trust him and walk by faith. So thanks for being with us again for this time. And we'll look again next week at week 3 on the next principle, which is a promise. And let's pray as we go. So, Father, we trust you. We lay our issues and our needs before you, trusting you for the answer and knowing that by faith and by constant approaching you by faith and in humility that you will answer. And we accept those answers, whereas yes, it's something you want. No, it's not for our own good. Or wait, there needs to be an opportunity for me to grow by faith before you're willing to bring me the answer that you want. Thank you for this time together in Jesus' name. Amen.